There are about 7,000 different languages in the world, and they are constantly evolving and changing. But it's a bit of a mystery why languages change the way they do. One anthropologist believes he may have found some of the first evidence that environment can influence the way people speak. Caleb Everett of the University of Miami knew that a small proportion of the world's languages use a sound called an ejective consonant, a clicking sound made by pressurizing air in the back of the throat. Here's an example.
Ka, ka, ka. You can hear that characteristic burst of air that comes out of the mouth as you say the sound. So that actually, that syllable that I just gave you is the word for bitter in Quechi Maya.
That's a language spoken in Guatemala and Belize. And plenty of other languages use that same sort of sound, including six you can hear on VOA: Nigerian Hausa, Georgian, Armenian, Korean, and Ethiopian Oromo and Amharic.
I can give you plenty of words.
Tizita Balacho, managing editor at VOA's Horn of Africa service, offers some examples of ejective consonants in Amharic.
Charaka, moon, chama, shoes. Chawa, chawa is someone who is who has good manners. Chawa. And chow is salt.
Everett wondered if languages with ejectives might have something else in common. Because ejective consonants involve compressing air in the back of the throat, he thought that making the sounds at higher elevation, where there is less air pressure, might be easier. He took information on about 600 languages, 92 of which use ejective consonants, and started comparing the altitudes at which they are spoken.
I do remember standing up from my desk and saying, wow, this is really, really striking.
He found that 87% of languages with ejectives are spoken in and around areas of high elevation, at least 1,500 meters above sea level.
I was sitting here at my desk, and I sort of looked at the data, and I thought, okay, it sort of works for North America, it works for South America. Wow, it really works in Africa, and it works in Eurasia. And I was like, there's really nowhere that it doesn't work.
So far, Everett says, this is just an intriguing observation. He has no idea whether high elevation causes these sounds to develop or if his findings are just an interesting coincidence. He also wonders if the physical process of making these unique sounds helps speakers retain moisture when they talk, lessening the risk of dehydration, which contributes to altitude sickness.
That would be a pretty big implication for the evolution of language, because it would suggest that languages have evolved in certain areas with sort of a very slight health benefit of some kind.
For now, the anthropologist is planning experiments that could reveal how or whether the environment affects the way we speak. Megan McGrath, VOA News, Washington.
Ah, ah, ah. You can hear that characteristic burst of air that comes out of the mouth as you say the sound. So that actually, that syllable that I just gave you is the word for bitter in Quechi Maya.
I can give you plenty of words. Charaka, moon, chama, shoes. Chawa, chawa is someone who is who has good manners. Chawa. And chow is salt.
I do remember standing up from my desk and saying, wow, this is really, really striking. I was sitting here at my desk, and I sort of looked at the data, and I thought, okay, it sort of works for North America, it works for South America. Wow, it really works in Africa, and it works in Eurasia. And I was like, there's really nowhere that it doesn't work. That would be a pretty big implication for the evolution of language, because it would suggest that languages have evolved in certain areas with sort of a very slight health benefit of some kind.